Hello and welcome. This is Dr. Gail Lash, and I'm here with Pam Rennie. Hello, Pam. How are you?
Hey, Gail. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. We are here to talk to you about the United Nations International Day of Friendship, which is on July 30th every year. Very exciting. And we all need friendship. I want to read one thing here that's on the United Nations page. And it says, this is from the UN Secretary General, it says, on this International Day of Friendship, let us cultivate warm ties that strengthen our common humanity and promote the well-being of the human family. So that's why they created this International Day of Friendship.
It's definitely an exciting topic. And Gail, when you first asked me to join you in having this conversation that makes a difference, I love the topic, and it brought so many amazing memories up, thinking way back to my first memories of childhood friends.
Yes, absolutely, and me too, when I started thinking about it. All those friends from kindergarten and that I grew up with, I was lucky to be in a house where I actually was there for my entire school career, if you will.
Oh, wow.
You know, from when I was really young through high school. But a lot of people don't have that luxury, I know.
That's true. We learn so many important things. It's like so many foundations from those early connections, I think, are from our first best friend situations that we want to share our biggest secrets to some painful things, too, of being on the playground and I'm not your friend anymore comments and all of those important life lessons, and they really stay with us. And look at how friendships evolve and change through the years.
Absolutely. And look at the ones, as you just said, that stay with you and that then move away for whatever reason, that people are there in. We know people are in our lives for a reason, and it could be for a moment or a season or a lifetime, and those friends are very important.
I had something really fantastic happen over the weekend. My husband came home, and he said he had been thinking about a friend that he knew from childhood. In fact, this friend was his best man in our wedding, and the odd thing was, when he said he had been thinking of him, I said, oh my gosh, I had been too. Now, we decided that was because our wedding anniversary is coming up and we happened to be thinking of that. Well, the interesting thing was that we have lost track of this person. And, you know, we were also friends in our young adult years and had many great memories. Well, the most fun thing happened. Friday night, we got talking. And I said, maybe we should look him up on Facebook. So Jim looked him up, and he wasn't there, and I said, let me try to find his wife. I found her. I sent her the friend request. She accepted, and then we began an instant message chat for at least an hour.
That's great.
And Jim kept saying, I know there's a reason for this, and we've got phone numbers, and they're going to have a conversation, but the synchronicities were amazing, and I thought, you know, our world is not, it's become smaller because we can connect with people across the globe that we've lost touch with through Facebook. And
exactly.
We can have friends that we don't even really know because of Facebook. And so that was the coolest experience.
What a great story. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. It was just fun to catch up.
And I think most of us have had that something similar happen when we are on Facebook. I mean, let's talk about it for a moment. Obviously, that is to connect friends around the world because now we're a global society. We're not just living in our own hometown that we never leave for the rest of our lives, although many people do that. But here, through Facebook, we have the opportunity to connect with people from all over the world. And I know we've each had some experience of those long-lost friends from elementary school or high school that you haven't probably seen for years and years and years. And what an awesome connection. Good job.
It's amazing. In fact, I'm Facebook friends with my bestest girlfriends from growing up, and we live all scattered across the country. And, you know, isn't it interesting? I didn't think about it before, but that Facebook used the term friends, because how many of our friends on Facebook, well, we may never meet in person and we really don't even know them. It's just that friendly exchange, which really led me to think about something else. You know, as I said, with this Facebook and all of the social media, our world has become smaller, yet when we look at the day-to-day lives we live, there are so many distractions and so much busyness that in some sense, some of the friendliness, and Gail, you were mentioning that people have commented on this, but some of the friendliness has gone by the wayside.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're not connecting like we used to because we don't have all that personal time to actually be face-to-face and to play together and to do things together. And in fact, there's a group of teaching lessons called the Virtues Project, and one of the virtues is friendliness. They have a card, they have a deck of cards of these different virtues, and they have a guide for educators and a guide for families of how to live in these different ways. So I want to read just a little bit about what it says about friendliness, about being friendly. And first of all, it says, how do you practice it? It says, friendliness begins with liking yourself and believing you have something to share with others. I thought that was really profound.
It really is.
Because to be friendly, I have to like me and to realize I have something to talk to people about and to be friendly, you know, with. So that was really profound.
Mm-hmm.
How many times are we told to like ourselves? Not too many times, usually in life. We're told to like others, but it really is about liking me. So that was, I thought, was really cool.
You know, that makes me think of, you know, we're in this enormous shift of consciousness, this evolution, and you may hear people talk about ascension symptoms or different titles that they call it, but one of the things that I remember hearing very early on is a lot of people's relationships, friendships, and things are changing. As we change and other people change, our connections with people change. And I've heard different people talk about being lonely. And I think what you just mentioned, Gail, is so profound and fitting because really being a friend to ourselves and liking ourselves and having value with who we are and what we stand for is really pivotal in our life's experience.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, on this card, it says the last line of the card is, friendliness is the best cure for loneliness. So definitely, when we develop friendliness and we start to act out in friendly ways, we really can cure our loneliness because we're not alone. We really aren't. We feel like it many times. Society tends to separate us and put us in boxes, but it really is about how can we connect? How can we get to be with others?
I think that word friendly and friendliness is really the key in the distraction, in the busyness. I mean, I live outside, and you too, of course. We live, you know, in this pretty big metro area where the traffic can be, well, pretty intense, and people aren't always kind and friendly in the traffic.
Exactly.
And why? If you get right down to it, why would we all not be kind to one another and friendly? What a difference our world would be if we could just stop and value each other for the unique contribution we have to make and share a smile or a wave and be more friendly. That
exactly.
Sounds really small in a way, I know, and kind of like, yeah, I don't know about that. I can hear people saying, I don't know. But if we had carried that smile within our heart and that sense of friendliness and the value of what that meant in our lives, I think we'd create some pretty amazing ripples.
Absolutely. And not just within our own family or our own community or work, but really across the globe. Absolutely.
I think, too, about how much my friendships have changed as I've grown and the importance that having girlfriends through the years has meant from all of the different times in my life. I remember when I first was having babies and and I was staying at home, and we had just had one car back in those days. This was a long time ago. And my gosh, conversations every day with friends, that was my lifeline, sharing stories. And it's not like that anymore. It's different. But it still holds enormous value. Gail, I remember how much, if we go a few days and we haven't talked, we're like, there's so much to catch up on.
I know, it's true.
And it's that feeling of reaching for the phone when you've got something to share.
Yes.
Friends really make a difference in the world.
And thank you for being my friend. I mean, that's wonderful. That's why we're doing this call, everyone, because Pam and I are friends, and we realize it's a great way to talk about friendship and what it really means. This card, again, goes to say that friendliness is reaching out to others with warmth and caring. It is the willingness to be an intimate companion. Friendship is essential to our souls. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, say that again, that last line.
Friendship is essential to our souls.
Wow. I believe that.
Drink that in.
Yeah.
And then some of the practices of friendliness. So let's talk about this. For tomorrow, it is the International Day of Friendship, and you can get out there and practice, everyone. Some of these practices is I make others feel welcome. I trust that I'm worthy of companionship. I have compassionate curiosity. Ooh, I like that one.
Oh, I like that too.
I have compassionate curiosity. I take a genuine interest in others. You know, I have to pause here for a moment because I remember when I was a kid, I was very shy and really had trouble making friends, or thought I did. And it turns out that I was really very interested in others, but I didn't know how to approach them and how to talk to them. And then, as I got older, I got used to that. And I noticed that I could start talking to them and ask them about their day and talk about myself, and we could kind of go back and forth. I noticed that sometimes, though, it's interesting, there's kind of the extremes in society, and I'll just mention extremes, in that if one is shy, then they may have trouble talking about themselves and just listen to the other person. And yet if another person is very outgoing, they may just talk about themselves and not allow the other person to talk. So it's a balance of how do I share something about me to you, and then how do I turn around and say, oh, Pam, so how is your day going? And you tell me something about you. And that's been a conscious practice that I've put into my life. I may not remember it all the time, but I do know that, okay, if I'm excited about something and I'm spouting on about it, then I have to stop after a certain point and go, and what about you? Tell me about your day.
But you do that so well. You really do.
Because that's friendship. It's making that connection that it's not just about me, the world isn't, but it's also about others and taking an interest in others. And thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No, you really do. You know, I remember hearing a story a while back, and I think how different our world would be if... And the story is about nature, and it's about the tree. The big, tall, majestic oak tree doesn't look down at the daisy in the ground and say, oh, I wish I was a flower. Now, you know, it's a very simple analogy, but what truth there is to the fact that we, as a society, as many societies, have really built, we've built our worlds around things that have not served us well. Criticizing one another's differences rather than embracing them and valuing who we each are. And I really see us stepping into a bigger role of doing just that and stepping away from what we have experienced that's not been very pleasant. I'll put it
yes,
that way.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and then the other part I was thinking that just came to me is another reason why I really love the tools that you and I teach through Mastering Alchemy in the Create Your Personal Power field is an amazing example that I just heard actually from Jim Self of Mastering Alchemy. He talked about how when we say hello to someone, and it's you, me, and anyone, we've all may have experienced this, that hello goes through all kinds of pictures and stories and layers of our bodies, our aura, our energy field. And it's in our energy field that we have retained some of our experiences, the pictures, the good ones, the bad ones, all things, because we've unconsciously just stored these experiences. The point being that we can feel like we're sending a hello to another person, but I too was very shy. So that hello, going through all those pictures and stories and layers, might not really come through as a lovely, flowery, friendly hello. It could come through really with a different kind of projection. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, it does.
Not at all what the person might be intending, but if you've ever had someone react differently to you than you intended, it might very well be that it went through some of the stories that said, I'm really shy and I'm quiet and I'm afraid you won't like me, so I'm kind of hiding.
Exactly.
And so they couldn't see that bright hello you were sending.
Mm-hmm. Or you're different and I don't know how to react to you.
Yeah.
And this is really key. This is why the United Nations created this day, International Day of Friendship, is really to foster our common humanity. It, you know, yes, we have different cultures. Yes, we have different religions. Yes, we have different ways of dress and foods and the ways that we live. But in truth, we're all humanity. We're all humans. And we really do know how to connect with each other in friendship. And recognizing that commonality, those similarities, is really, I think, what this International Day of Friendship is about, is saying hello. So beautifully put, is that is such a simple and yet key word, that when we smile at someone in the grocery store or that we say hello to them in the hall, you know, it's really a very important I see you.
Yes.
And that acknowledgement. And that's really what this Day of Friendship is about.
Ah, I love it. And I'm really grateful that you invited me to join you in this period of time and discuss this, because it just brought back so many amazing memories and the value of having friends and having girlfriend time and you know, taking a break. I'm you know how my mind works. It also led me to, so what can we bring forward in this message of value to the listeners? And so let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, let's do, I'm thinking, a short meditation on just feeling friendship and being ready for tomorrow and any day to be in that friendliness state of mind. And
excellent.
Perhaps,
I want to jump in before we
yeah.
go into that space and just say, I just feel so prompted to say, you know, we're all so connected, and chances are good if you out there listening think of an old friend or even a new friend, they're probably thinking of you too. So take the time to pick up the phone or send an email or connect, reach out, find an old friend on Facebook. It's so fun to do that. I've had that happen twice recently now, and what an amazing experience that is. So act on those.
It just brings joy to your heart.
Yeah, act on those whisperings if you feel that. So Gail, do you want to lead us in a meditation?
I do, and I want to say one more thing. I had just yesterday a friend that I used to know years and years ago, and he lives in California, and he was in Atlanta yesterday and with his 2.5-year-old daughter, and he said, can I come by and see you? And I went, oh, my gosh, you're in town? That's great. So, you know, these things pop up. We really, as you said, there's no accidents. They really come, people come back into our life for a reason, and it's beautiful to reconnect as well as make new friends.
Absolutely.
So I'll invite everyone. I'll do a meditation, and then we'll have an ending at the before we sign off. And so just settle back in your chair. Get comfortable wherever you are. If you're driving, obviously leave your eyes open.
Please.
if you are in a place where you can close your eyes, then I invite you to do so if you choose.
And I'm going to ask what feels right, because sometimes we'll do a meditation. Meditation is just kind of a broad category for what we call this. It might be energy work, whatever comes forward. But do you want to leave this one on just you? Do you want to bounce back and forth synchronistically? What feels right?
I think we can bounce back and forth. We do that so well.
Perfect. Let's do it.
So get comfortable in your chair and settle into your space. And I invite you to bring forth Well, I invite you first to connect with Mother Earth and take a breath. And when I say connect with Mother Earth, create a beam of light from the base of your spine going all the way down to the center of the planet and anchor it into Mother Earth. This is your grounding. This is able to center your body, to ground your body, and really connect with the earth. You are an earth being as well as a spiritual person as well, a spirit in a body. And your body is made of the earth. So take a deep breath and just feel connected, safe, solid. Feel that love from Mother Earth that comes to you and can nourish you at any time. And again, take a breath.
Mm-hmm. And above the earth is a crystalline grid. And allow the energy from this crystalline grid to flow down from above and just effortlessly and comfortably allow this light to flow into the crown at the top of your head and flow down through a center column of light that flows through your body and flow down through this column and out below your feet, connecting heaven and earth as above, so below.
And now see a circle of your best friends out in front of you, and you as part of the circle. Nod to them one by one. See their faces, everyone holding hands, these important people in your life that has given you love and joy, happiness and laughter, experiences, wild and tame, and see them circled, connected to you, acknowledging you, smiling at you. These are your friends throughout your life, the special ones.
Feel the delight and the surprise at the ones who have shown up, maybe that you least expected, that you haven't thought of in so long. And feel that smile within your heart. Feel that soul depth of friendship and feel the smile radiate. You might even feel that smile creep across your face.
Remember those happy times, that joy in your heart, and see beautiful golden threads of light coming out from the heart of each person and crisscrossing across the circle to each and every other person. See the connections of light, this love flowing back and forth. Even if those friends did not know each other and you were the only common element between them, you are sending your love and your friendship not only to all of your circle of friends, but to the center of the circle.
And as it reaches the center of the circle, it creates a glow, a warmth, a loving energy that is also reflected to the core of the earth and then reflected back to all of humanity, causing a wonderful ripple effect of friendliness, friendship, love. And think of the friends not yet met. And send a hello out to the universe. Be open to receive an alignment to meet new friends, to create new shared memories, new learnings and experiences.
And see the hello bounce around the earth to every living soul. You are sending that wave of beautiful light to every person on the planet, actually to every living thing. Hello and smile. And now allow them to all be folded up in your heart. Bring that entire world and universe, the golden threads, your friends' faces, all into your sacred heart to keep with you at all times. They are always there.
And feel that love in all of this energy within your heart. And let it expand and grow and fill your entire body, containing all the most amazing memories, the laughter, the joy. And intend now that you will hold this love and this energy of friendship and friendliness, and that you can radiate that daily in your actions, that you can be that person that gives the smile, that says that hello, knowing that that ripple effect may change the entire day for that person that so needed that hello.
And with a breath, bring your attention back to your room or wherever you are. And with a smile on your face and a hello and happiness in your heart, open your eyes, bring yourself back to this place, being your friendly self.
Yeah. Wow, thank you, Gail.
Thank you, Pam.
So wherever you are in the world, enjoy this day of friendship. Let the memories boost you up and bring a smile into your heart, and however you choose to honor that, may your day be filled with new possibilities as well as the wonderful memories.
So go have a beautiful day. We wanted to just give a little shout out and hello to you with where you can find us if you ever choose. And it's Dr. Gail Lash is found at Peace Brain, PeaceBrain.org. And that's the website, peacebrain.org. And Pam, tell us where you're found.
You can find me at sacredjourneymentor.com, SACRED. JourneyMentor.com.
Fantastic. So go have a friendly day. Thanks, my friend, for doing this with me.
Thank you, my friend, and to everyone. Thanks for being here with us and sharing this day of friendship. Many blessings.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.